opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
When you look at all the factors, and I'll tell you, you know, Lane Kiffin and Les Miles and Todd, our defensive coordinator, great interviews, all could have easily gotten this job. But when you just started stacking it all up and you were looking at our offense not blowing up this department again for the third time on these athletes in 4 years, bringing in a whole new different head coach from somewhere else. When you look at Major's Texas ties, and this is still all about recruiting guys, okay? You still got to have the athletes. There's a lot of good coaches out there. And just for the continuity, Major, his competitiveness, he was never the fastest, the strongest, the biggest, but he won at the University of Texas, and he has national notoriety. He coached under Mac Brown. He coached under Nick Saban, and he was just the choice. It kind of just came together there at the end that when you looked at all the factors, we just felt like to keep the continuity and continue to win 9, 10, 11 games a year, it was Major Applewhite.
I'm just curious, when did athlete become a three-syllable word? Hey, UH has a football coach and a lot more to get to. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. No nonsense today. Let's wrap it up strong. Let's have a fun day. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and things sports related and things not sports related.
Okay, so
stuff.
67% sports and...
No, that's too much.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to do 67% sports today.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Keep it 50-50 at most.
Okay.
So, had a heck of a football game last night, although it wasn't well played. At least it was good
solid
teams.
Solid game, though.
It was, and... It was very strange how that game went. By the way, good call on the under. Followed you on that.
Thank you.
Good call by me on the Chiefs. I followed me on that. So, nice little 2-0 night. But, I was a little worried about that under when the Chiefs exploded for 21 points in the second quarter. But then that was it.
Yeah.
No more. So, it worked out just fine. Those Thursday night games, though, I really wonder if you should have that kind of caliber of game on a Thursday night. You don't know before the season that this is going to be an important game in the playoff race. But you could tell both. Yeah, Derek Carr was awful last night.
Yeah.
You could just tell neither team was 100%. And, you know, the Chiefs were better. But I hate seeing things decided like that. And I guess it can't be helped. Can't always have Jaguars Titans on Thursday.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bad game. We've had way worse games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, from a matchup perspective, we couldn't ask for anything better. It's one of the most meaningful games left in the season. And it just shows you how fast things can turn because now the Chiefs are in first place. They've got tiebreaker over the Raiders. Raiders go from, you know, a week ago we're talking about maybe having home field throughout the playoffs. And now we're talking about a wild card.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I will say the tweets that I got last night, most people were blaming Derek Carr for the loss, which... Listen, he didn't play a great game.
No, he played the worst game of his career.
And people were comparing him to Brock Osweiler, and it's like, man, it's one game, first of all. Secondly, the guy's got a broken finger. I mean, and thirdly, that team on the other side is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this. That may be in the last two games since he hurt that finger, or I think they're probably his two worst games of the year, and it may be knocking him out of the NFL MVP conversation.
Yeah, well, he might have lost it last night.
He may have. Now, I would say, you know, a couple big games down the stretch, they win the division, it could easily come back.
Yeah.
But comparing someone who is deep in the NFL MVP conversation to Brock Osweiler, no matter what, like, he could have gone out and literally...
People really did that.
Oh, yes.
You got to be kidding.
No. I had to defend him. Like, I'm like, dude, the guy's got a broken finger. The Chiefs are good. It happens sometimes. Good players have bad nights sometimes. But it was, this guy's no better than Osweiler. He at least broke triple-digit yards. We all know Osweiler had one of those games where he didn't do that. So.
Yeah.
I think that he had his worst game. And if you play your worst game and you're still in it, which they were,
yeah,
it ain't too bad.
No, they had a chance. They had a chance at the end to get it. Well, they're still a one-score game at the end, so
yeah.
You still had an opportunity.
And not to mention one of that one score came on special teams as a kick return. So it's the Raiders. We haven't seen the last of the Raiders, is what I'll say.
No,
I know everybody's like looking for the Raiders for some reason. They're the team, and probably because they're the Raiders, and they've just been a total mess for years and years. And on the other side, the Lions and the Falcons are getting the same treatment.
Well, it's fair. They haven't done it. You know,
right.
That's the thing. That's why people are skeptical, and they should be.
When your franchise is a franchise of losing, which the Raiders, the Falcons, the Lions, they all are, when they're good, it takes longer for people to come around. I'll just say this. As someone who thought the Chiefs would win last night, I still think the Raiders are one of the best teams in the NFL. And if you still don't believe the Raiders are good, or you think last night was them getting quote-unquote exposed for what they really are, you're not watching games.
Well, you're not paying attention to the fact that the Chiefs are also one of the best teams in football right now. And that's... Now, big loss of Derek Johnson last night.
Oh, that's brutal.
And that might be it for him, too.
It probably is. Yeah. I mean, and that's the other Achilles. This guy's torn both his Achilles in the last 3 years.
And it was bad because whenever you see a guy go down like that with absolutely no contact when he's just cutting, you know what it is.
Yep.
It's always the same thing.
And he knew.
Yeah.
He pulled off his helmet. He knew. Yeah.
And I hate to see that. Good dude. Hell of a football player. That affects him because he's, even at his age, there's so much better when he's in there, and that's going to be an adjustment. But it was nice to get a meaningful game, and I think that's what we saw was two of the better teams in the AFC last night. I think in terms of the Raiders, I still worry about parts of their defense. But the one cool thing about the broadcast last night, of course, I was muting Collinsworth, so I didn't get to hear too much. But Khalil Mack's sack stats as over his career so far, it's like they get better each month, so that he has his most sacks in December.
He's an animal.
And they get better each quarter. Did you see that chart where they broke it down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. That tells you, okay, that's a clutch player. That's a good football team, man, and they're going to have something to say about it in the playoffs. So are the Chiefs.
Well, I thought that play last night where Khalil Mack could have had a sack, but instead of going for it, he realized, I can just take the ball away from him. And he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes Khalil Mack so great.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these blockheads will just go in there and smash the guy to the ground. Khalil Mack saw what was going on, saw the opportunity, and said, I could smash him right now, but no, I'll just take the ball instead. I mean, that was great. I mean, that was a really fun game for me. I know a lot of people, most people don't like games that are low scoring. To me, that game was fun to watch.
Well,
I know those teams are both very good.
They are. I do think the offenses were just a little out of sync last night. And maybe it was the injury. Maybe it was the cold. And maybe it was the short week. I tend to blame it on the short week because
that's what,
we were talking about yesterday. It's unders on those Thursday night games. And that they were both a little bit off. But for the most part, I think you saw that that's two teams that are going to be very, very tough outs in the playoffs. And... Well, if you're a Colts fan, one of those will be coming to your building when you win the AFC South.
Yeah.
So, which I think is going to happen Sunday. But we got plenty of time to talk about all that. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. We will We'll talk about the UH hire when we come back because I got a lot.
You're happy.
I am happy. This
even though this guy has less of a track record than Lane Kiffin.
Yes and no. I think he hasn't had the failure rate that Lane Kiffin has as a head coach.
Well, he hasn't been a head coach.
Right. I'd rather have that. Listen, I don't like Lane Kiffin. I think he's an overrated coach. I think he's an a-hole. I've said all along, that's not a guy I wanted to be here. That's not a guy you can get behind. I don't feel that way about Major.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's going to be good or not, but I like the hire. If you're going to go and bring in some hotshot coordinator, what's wrong with the hotshot coordinator you've already got?
I mean, that's fair.
That's the thing. 713 says, why don't you like Collinsworth? He's better than Aikman. Dude, I only got 3 hours on this show, and I'm not going to give you the whole 3 hours on why Collinsworth is the worst color commentator in all of sports. But he's terrible. We'll just leave it at that. One of these days, maybe I'll devote 2 minutes to it. But yeah. He is the absolute worst. He's unlistenable.
I'm not a big fan.
I
don't really like anybody.
I have guys that I tolerate more than others. There's not guys. I think Tirico's great as a play-by-play guy, and I do think there are some color guys who are pretty good, mainly because they don't insert themselves into it like a lot of these cats do. But I have long had to turn the TV on mute whenever Collinsworth is on for about 2 years now.
Yeah,
so. Been very consistent about that. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Terrific school. And what they do is they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools and give them a second chance. And a lot of these are really good kids that were just in tough situations. Well, they go to Houston Can Academies. They get that opportunity, and so many of them go on and graduate and do great things, and they would have never had that chance without them. Houston Can Academies gets some of these kids glasses if they need them. Sometimes they get them bus passes if they need transportation to get to school. Not that easy for a lot of them. Well, that's why they need your donations, is to do things like that, to help kids like this. And by donations, man, they just need a vehicle that's not running anymore, or one that is running. You just don't want to, you want to donate it. Maybe you're thinking about trading it in. Maybe you were thinking about selling it. Well, you can get a tax deduction from it and do a great thing by donating it to Houston Can Academies. Here's what they'll do. They're going to come tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. Maybe you got a tractor sitting out in your out in your backyard that you just doesn't run anymore. Well, they're going to take that. They'll take a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, four-wheeler, you name it. Doesn't have to be running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. And if you donate today, $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. And guys, if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it. Doesn't matter where you are. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
It didn't play a role because if somebody didn't like what I had to say, they probably didn't interview with us. And because somebody was not going to jump. I'll tell you this. Could somebody still be bought out? Yeah, but they're going to have to have gone 12-0 and 12-0, and they'd be the most demand guy in the world. I think the one thing that has come out of this whole U of H thing, and you can look at it now with the agreement that Tom Herman signed, a couple of other coaches signed in the next couple of weeks, these college contracts are not going to be one-sided just for the coach and for their agents to jump into the next job. Because every contract now, including ours now, is being written a little differently. So if anything good came out of this, it was that. And like I said, you basically they have to buy you out of the remaining part of the contract. So it's a big check for whatever school ever would want to hire him.
And we're back. That's Tillman Fertitta, who was on with John and Raheel today. And they've done a good job with having Tillman on quite a bit here over the past couple weeks. So
you guys aren't boys?
Who?
You and Tillman.
No. He's boys with Granato. I met him a couple times. But we should be. And I like his casino. Yeah. I like UH.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, we should be boys. I have a business. You know, he's got that billion-dollar buyer show.
That's true.
I honestly think we should be hanging out. I should be on his yacht occasionally. I don't know why that hasn't happened. 281, Chris is good. It's just linked to the Texans' failure in big games, he calls, is why you don't like him. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, 281. That is a Tuesday text. Come on, man. Do better than that. 713-780-ESPN. All right, let's talk about this because one of the things that, well, about Major is I think it's a good hire. I'm just glad it's not Lane Kiffin. I prefer the guy who is the up-and-coming coordinator to retread coaches. I don't like retread coaches, and that's really what Kiffin is. Plus, I just don't like him, period. So Major has earned this opportunity. He's been at big programs. A lot of people were angry that it wasn't Todd Orlando. It's like, if you put those resumes side by side, it's not close.
No. Major has coached. He was there under Mac Brown. He worked here at Rice for a while. He worked under Nick Saban. This is a guy who's been around. He's been around big-time coaches. He's been around big-time programs. He knows what a big-time program is supposed to be run like. I think that if he can actually coach, he's the right guy.
And you don't know that. But you never know that until the guy gets out there.
But I do believe that Major has a very good understanding of what it takes to succeed at the highest levels. And when you're around championship coaches, which he has been, you learn that quickly. And I think Major is a winner. I think that he's, you know, it's no, it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that where he's, everywhere he's gone, they've won. Again, part of it could be that he was at Texas during a good time.
Right.
And he was at Alabama during a good time. But he won here. And even when he was at Rice, that was one of the more successful runs for Rice. I think that he's very good. I think that anytime you have a guy making his first, you know, his first dive into actually being the chief operating officer of a college football program, it's different for sure. So we'll have to see if he can handle that. But I do believe in Major as a, you know, I do believe he understands what it takes to win. Whether he can do it or not is to be seen.
Yeah, and so much of that's going to be who you hire as assistant coaches. And that's, you know, they've got a nice pool of money for that. So hiring is part of the job.
I would guess Todd Orlando's gone.
Yeah, right? I am. From what I understand, Todd Orlando's going to wind up at Texas after the bowl game, which...
good for him.
Good for him. Great job. I'll be honest. I kind of wish Tom had gone for somebody who had experience at a bigger... I mean, this guy's Utah State in Houston.
I know it.
And
he's doing the same thing Charlie Strong
did.
And
that's what I was going to say. This is very Charlie Strong-like to bring in your same guy. And that concerns me a little bit. And his defenses have been great. But I was talking to John about this before the show. People forget David Gibbs' defenses were really good the 2 years before that, too. Led the nation in takeaways 1 year. So it's not like he inherited a bunch of bums and a bunch of guys that weren't coached very well.
Yep.
So that would give me a little bit pause. I was hoping that Tom would go get somebody who's had experience at the top levels because he's got the money to go get them. But, you know, I like Todd. I think he's a good coach. That'll just be a big step for him. That's all. We'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN. The other piece of this, and we'll have Joseph Duarte on here in a little bit and get his take on it, was the misreporting of the Lane Kiffin hire, which was first done by USA Today. And it's funny because their story today was in a stunning move. Well, it's only stunning because you got it wrong. And I know how it happened. There was, from what I understand, what I've been told by some folks, there was never an offer. It said all along they were going to make this decision on this time frame. And apparently from someone leaked that there was an offer and thought that he had the job. He was already talking to coaches about coming here. One of the coaches was probably one of the sources for the story and said, hey, he's getting the UH job. So they messed up. But reality is, I can see how it happened.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the thing, is that when I was writing about it, I kept getting...
The problem is, USA Today reported it, and then everyone else reported it like they knew something about it. They didn't... If you said USA Today is reporting that, okay. I don't even really like that, though. What happened to the days when there was confirmed sources and things like that? I mean, everybody did their own work.
But they don't.
USA Today reports it, so everyone who has a website reports the exact same thing because they trust USA Today as a source, which is so stupid.
Mitch, it's hard to trust anybody anymore, but the reality is you're also in a 10-second news cycle. I mean, that's what it is. When somebody reports that, then everybody else.
When Chip Brown reported that Tom Herman's going to LSU.
Yeah.
And everybody reported it.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, people still trust Chip Brown as a reliable source.
To be fair, I was getting the same information from people. But there were people in the coaching fraternity, which is why it's easy to trace back and see what happened. It wasn't coming from anybody who knew what was going on. Those people weren't returning my texts, which is always a sign.
Yeah.
That's always a sign that something's up. And then when they denied it so much yesterday, that kind of raised some alarm bells, because you don't come out and say, oh, we haven't made any decisions. And I mean, they were just vehement. And here's the other part of this is Tillman's been pretty straight from the beginning on this whole search, who he's talked to, what they're looking for. And for him to come out and deny that yesterday should have been a pretty good indicator to people that that wasn't the thing.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad it's not, man. I'm really glad it's not Lane Kiffin. I just think that could have been a complete disaster. And if he's great, he's not staying. I don't care what the buyout is. If he comes here and goes undefeated, he could have a $10 million buyout. And if
somebody
Auburn wants to pay it, Auburn will pay it. Or fill in your SEC school here. So... I just think it's, you know, and same thing with Major. If Major turns out to be the next Tom Herman, well, guess what? Somebody will pay it.
Yep.
But if that gets you some more money, so be it. If you're UH and some school pays you $10 million for your coach, that's more than you're making from your conference.
No doubt.
So you'll take that, right? There's as much as you're making. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I'll just be curious now what assistance he goes out and gets, because part of it is Herman's taken a lot of the guys that were on staff, so he's going to have to go out and get some other guys. But I like the fact that he's recruited Texas. I like the fact that he's familiar with the kids they've been recruiting. The other thing about Kiffin that kind of bothered me is that absolutely no ties to the state. And we talked about this a little bit with the Baylor hire. It's hard to come in here if you have no ties to any of these high school coaches and do a lot of damage.
Right.
And that's another reason I like it. Now, having said all that, I don't know if he's going to be a great coach or not. We'll find that out.
Yeah.
Why do coaches get credit for things players actually do, like lead the nation in takeaways? Talent does that, but coach gets the credit. Wouldn't happen with crappy talent. It wouldn't happen with a crappy coach either, because the reason for that is good coaches teach players how to do that. It's not if you okay. Let's do this. Let's just throw the same players out there with no coach. Think they're going to lead the nation in takeaways?
No.
Be lucky to get one. Yes, players do it, but great coaches put their players in the best position to succeed. And that's what a couple of guys that have been here have done. They've put those guys in great positions, great players that have coached them up, too. They made them better players. They've taught them how to force turnovers. But I may just have to shut down the text line today. I can't believe how dumb people are today. This is Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Usually everybody's at least in a decent mood and not just making stuff up out of the blue. You know what would cheer you up? You know what cheer this guy up? If somebody were to get him
beef. Yeah.
Great beef. And if you're struggling to find the perfect gift for someone who has it all, holidays are here, you're running out of time, but you could still get it in time. How about ordering gifts for everyone on your list with a click of a mouse? Get the perfect gift and avoid the malls, lines, and crowds, and get something useful. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks, and for how only $49.99 you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. That's 77% off of what you would pay if you get all the great stuff that I'm about to tell you about. And I got to tell you, this package is so great. You can use it for a party, which is what we did. And we had plenty left over. You could just spread it out and eat for weeks and do something different every night. This is all for under $50. If you try to go to a restaurant and have one-tenth of this, it's going to cost you more than $50. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to my listeners. Listen to everything that's going to get you're going to get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, I'm not done yet, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus you're going to get four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart, and get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
Church bells and choir sound, settle quiet down. Bow your head, the Most High's around. Lord,
these things are not right. These things Lord. Are not right. Hell, nobody's Lord. In
the pastor had the thing for design and class.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman. And it is Jong Lee Behind the Glass, brought to you by Glass Doctor.
That's right, Fred. I'm brought to you by the Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com.
Glassdoctors.com.
Glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. Boy, you know you're big time. That's it.
I have breaking news, Fred.
Okay. We have a guest, so make it quick.
Bristol Palin is pregnant again.
Okay, let's go to our guest. I, of all the people who I give two bleeps about, she's number two on the list.
Would you, though?
No.
Well, I would.
Mom,
very,
yes.
Very
mom,
attractive. Yes. Oh, no. Bristol's way hotter than mom.
let's go to our guest, Joseph Duarte, who is the beat writer for the Chronicle. He's been covering this whole UH thing. You can follow him on Twitter, @Joseph_Duarte. JD, what's going on, man? You glad this thing's finally over?
How are you guys going to lead into me with that kind of news?
Would you? Who would you rather,
hey,
Bristol Palin or Sarah Palin?
Guy. Don't ask me that question.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I got a hot wife and a great looking 2-year-old kid. I'm happy.
Okay,
dude, you're in journalism. You'll be divorced soon. So when you're divorced, which one, Bristol or Sarah?
You talking mom or daughter?
Yeah.
Oh my God! No, I'm not going to answer that. Come on, Fred.
He's a real pro. He's a real pro. It's okay.
Yeah, he'll text me the answer later. So, you glad this is over with, man? I know this has been a hectic week and a half or so.
Absolutely, this is a third coaching search in a couple of years. I count the Kelvin Sampson one, and then the Tom Herman one of this one. Yeah, you've been in the business. You know how these things go. It's been a lot of sleepless nights lately, but glad it's over. And you know, if you're a Houston fan, you know, you got to be pretty happy with this one. This is, at least keeps things going. The H-Town takeover will continue, and it's a familiar name, and I think they'll be able to I think the biggest effect will be with recruiting, because Major Applewhite knows this state, knows Louisiana, and as Hunter Yurchek said earlier, there's not really a bigger name in Texas than Major Applewhite. So, good hire. I think time will tell, but certainly they want to keep this thing going.
Well, you've been around Major a lot, and do you think he's ready for this step? Is this the right time for him?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, you look back when he took the job at Rice as offensive coordinator. He was the youngest coordinator in college football in Division 1A. And then he's been at Alabama. You know, he's gone on to he's been at Texas forever. I think he's spent most of his adult life here in Texas. So, I mean, at 38 years old, yeah, the guy I think is ready. I think it's a matter now of how he surrounds himself with the staff. That's what Tom Herman was really good at, is putting people around him and not micromanaging. So I think that'll be the number one thing. And also, Major's not inheriting a bad team. The cupboard's not there, and he's got a ready-made quarterback in Kyle Allen. So this is a really good situation. They're in a group of five. They should compete. and for this New Year's Six Bowl every year. So it's not like you're going into the pressure cooker of some other major jobs, but I think this is a really, really good start for him, and one that they're hoping is long-term because they don't want to be doing this in a couple of years.
Obviously, most people assume Todd Orlando is going to Texas, so does he already have a list of guys he's going to start looking at for defensive coordinator, and do you know if he's going to hire an offensive coordinator or if he's going to call plays himself?
Well, that's the big thing. I would imagine, and, you know, Tom Herman was a play caller at Ohio State, and Urban Meyer was the head coach. He allowed, you know, people to do those duties. I imagine that's what Major Applewhite does. He'll be the head coach, have some say in the play calling, but you're going to hire an offensive coordinator. You're going to try to get a like-minded, you know, person to come in and run this offense that they're accustomed to running. You're right, Todd Orlando is likely headed to Texas, so he'll have a couple of major hires to make, no pun intended there. And then also, you have to look at the timetable on this. I talked briefly with Major earlier, and basically he's going to have to he's going to concentrate on recruiting this weekend because the dead period's up Monday, and then the bowl game, and then he'll start doing the staff, you know, that week of Christmas probably.
Have you talked to many players? Are they happy about this? Because obviously it's difficult when for the players to go through this when there's a coaching change. How have they reacted to this news?
Well, as your listeners know, you know, it did go well when Tom Herman left in the way he did. We haven't had availability with players today, but I've been following them on social media, and the reviews have been very encouraging. A lot of guys, you know, Kyle Allen, for one, voiced their support on Twitter, and then the recruits. You know, one of their main recruits is a quarterback from John Tyler, Bryson Smith, I believe. I'm not sorry if I'm getting his last name wrong, and he basically had his coach send out a tweet. I think it's Bryson Jones. Sent out a tweet saying, this hire makes it solid. We're firm with University of Houston. So those are the kind of things, because Tom Herman's come in the last few weeks and offered two of the recruits on U of H's recruiting board. So keeping these guys and getting an announcement made was going to be really big with these last few days before the dead period.
Let's talk a little bit about the misinformation that was out there, because the Lane Kiffin story that USA Today reported, and I'll be honest, I was hearing the same thing from a lot of people, but it was people in the coaching community that had been told that he was putting a staff together. Is this just a matter of a guy jumping the gun and it turns into a story? Because from what I understand, they never offered him a contract.
That's what it sounds like, Freddie. You look at how this thing went down. I believe the reporter that was there was actually in Tuscaloosa, and it's still supposed to circulate. You hear it. It sounds like the guy's ready to accept the job. But Tillman Fertitta, just a couple of hours ago, said that Thursday night when they gathered, that was the first time that they discussed a particular candidate and the contract and the buyout and all that stuff, and nothing was ever offered to Lane Kiffin. They said they met with him twice, once for dinner this week, but nothing ever went to that next level of talks, and that Major was the guy that came up, and he was the guy that had support from Tillman Fertitta from the beginning. So to me, it sounds like it was Major's job Thursday night, and there was no Lane Kiffin turning it down because of a buyout or anything like that, or Les Miles doing it as well.
Yeah, the whole thing was kind of weird, but because one thing about Tillman, he's been pretty honest throughout this procedure. At least the times I've heard him talk, he's been pretty straightforward about who they've interviewed and what they've done and what their time frame is. So when they came out and denied that yesterday, as strongly as they did, that had to kind of be a little bit of a message, right?
What was that last part?
The way they denied it yesterday, that anything had happened, it had to kind of tell you that it probably wasn't going to be Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, and that's the reason I got, you know, Tillman Fertitta has been, you know, and Hunter Yurchak's been very involved in this, but Tillman's been kind of the public voice of this search. And you're right. I mean, he's a straight from the hip shooter, doesn't mince words. He doesn't like to lose as well. And you saw how they responded. Hunter Yurchak responded with the Art Briles rumors. They shut those down immediately. And I think it was the same thing with Lane Kiffin. I think somebody jumped the gun. They didn't like that's the way it goes. And I don't think it wasn't a matter of Lane being up there at the top and then that hurting his candidacy when it came out. I don't ever think that Lane Kiffin was a real serious candidate and that Major Applewhite was the guy. The two internal guys had a lot of support, and ultimately they felt Major was the guy instead of Todd Orlando.
Yeah, and we talked about this earlier. I think if you put Major's resume next to Todd Orlando's, it's not really close, but The reality is you had two pretty good coaches on staff and a lot of talk of hot coordinators. You know, why not just stick with the guy that you already have here if you're going to go get a coordinator?
Well, in Houston's case, the last time that didn't work out real well, and not to compare them, because Tony Levine was a special teams coordinator, and certainly Major Applewhite has a higher profile and presence, not only in the city but in the state. But, yeah, you're right. A lot of people are calling me, asking me, well, why did they get a search firm if the guy was right down the hallway? Well, those search firms have a process, and they help you with the vetting and the background check and really to kind of make sure that you don't miss anything. And I think that the five candidates they had were a good mix of guys that were, they were ambitious, that they could try to go out and get. You know, Dana Holgerson's name was never in the five finalists, but he was a guy that they looked at. So in the end, you know, whether they went down the hall or not, you know, I think it's just the way it worked out for them. They felt, you know, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you already know the guy. You just need the confirmation. And they felt like the recommendations they got on Major Applewhite, I was told they didn't call people. People called them. That included Mack Brown and a lot of the Texas high school coaches, and they all threw their support behind Major Applewhite.
That's Joseph Duarte, Houston Cougars beat writer for the Chronicle. You can follow him on Twitter at @Joseph_Duarte. All right, Joseph, appreciate the time, my friend. Thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you, but hopefully things will slow down a little bit now. You won't have to chase any more coaches for a while.
Happy holidays, guys.
All right, same to you, man. I'm going to go with Bristol would be my guess for him.
He's a Bristol guy?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be. How old is he?
He's got to be getting close to 40 now. He's about your age, maybe.
Okay.
Somewhere late 30s, mid-30s to 40.
Okay. I was going to say, over 40, I think, is probably Team Sarah.
Yeah, that's me.
Under 40, I'm going to go Team Bristol. John, what team are you?
Probably the younger.
Yeah, of course.
Of course you are. Well, he's not going to answer. Our last interview with him got picked up by ESPN.com, so he's not going to answer questions like that. It's too bad.
That's true.
He's trying to be responsible.
That's okay.
All right. We don't have to be responsible. We can do whatever the hell we want. It's the beauty of this job.
Like, get drunk.
Yeah, like if I wanted to go and, look, say I wanted to bring in a bottle of Space City vodka and just start drinking it right here, I could and talk about it. And I would tell you how great it is. Or, I don't know, Whitmire's Texas Whiskey or Whitmire's Texas Peach, single barrel, any of that stuff. I would just do it because I can. And guess what? So can you. You can go to their newly remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. They're open right now, as a matter of fact, Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9. If you're out in the area, you're looking for some place to go, they're also open tomorrow from noon to 6. You can enjoy the full range of products. You can see firsthand how they do all this stuff. And even better, you get to try everything they got there. And they've got a lot of stuff that you can't get in the stores. You can also do the tours, which are great. If you need a place for a party, for a private event, let's say you got a bachelor party. That'd be a great place for it. Or a birthday party. That's where I should do my birthday party, as a matter of fact. Whitmire's is the place. You just have to visit Whitmire's.com for information on all of that. And they've got a couple of tastings tonight. If you're in Conroe, they're at the Specs 109, Highway 105 in Conroe. And they're at Specs number 72 on FM 1960. That's Specs Champions on the northwest side. They'll be there until 8 o'clock. So if you want to go check out all the great stuff I've been talking about, so you can say, wow, Fowler was right about something for a change. This stuff's great. You can drop by either one of those. Or you can just go visit them, 16711 Hollister at Whitmire's.com. The other cool thing is if you go out there to the distillery, and let's say you do a tour, you just sit there in the cocktail lounge and drink for a little bit, you want to take home a bottle of something, you can buy it right there. Whitmire's Distilling, that's Whitmire's.com.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities like A.J. Hoffman, all-you-can-eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only. You're going to get $75 off. So get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. It's thebigtexasparty.com. You got to put the in front. And you can go buy your tickets right now. They make a great gift. The prices are going to go up, so now's the time you want to get in there. And honestly, very affordable tickets for what you're getting. Unlimited food and drink. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I can do a couple hundred dollars of that. Easy. And you get to hang out with people like AJ Hoffman and Jong Lee. All these famous people. And we've got some athletes, too. Probably some guys you don't care about.
Not those guys.
Roy Williams, Jamal Charles, people like that. So we're going to have a really good roster of athletes. It's just going to be Houston's party, the coolest party, so check it out. Peter asks, is recruiting or play calling more important quality in a college head coach? Recruiting's a big part of it. And, you know, for the guys, the players don't get enough credit and coaches get too much credit. The thing is, and Tom Herman said this once, and I think it's as true as anything I've ever heard about coaching. A good coach can take an average player and make him good. He can take a good player and make him great. He can take a great one and make him elite. You can't make an average player elite, but you can move guys up. You have to have talent. There's no question. The guys have to be able to play. But a good coach is going to improve them. A bad coach, an average player, is going to stay an average player. And, you know, I think it's not just about your head coach either, because you got to have coordinators who, you know, they're going to be working with the position coaches. You got to have guys who know what they're doing. And if you've got a staff around you, and there's different kinds of ways to be a college coach. If somebody asked, well, how much coaching does a head coach do? Have you ever been around an Alabama practice? Nick Saban does a lot of coaching. He does it himself. He'll get down there and show guys how to do stuff. But you also, when Mac was at Texas, not that they'd let you into many practices, but most of that was the assistants doing the work like that. And that's okay if you hire the right assistants. But everybody's different. There's a lot of different ways to go about it. There's a lot of ways to do it. And in some cases, like when Art Briles was at Baylor, Art would design the offense. He had an offensive coordinator, but that was his offense. He didn't worry about the defense. So in fact, when he was at UH, he never worried about the defense. But that's why you got to hire somebody who's really good over there who can teach those kids. There's a lot of ways to do it. And you know, I think you look at a guy like Jim Harbaugh. I've never been to a Jim Harbaugh practice, but I get the sense he's really involved with the players too, that he'll get in there and coach specific players a lot. But there's a lot of great coaches that'll just sit up there and tell the other coaches what to do. But it does make a difference. Good coaching, you can be a great player. You're never going to be your best unless you're in the right scheme. You've got other good players around you. And, yes, the players deserve credit too. But don't act like the coaches have nothing to do with it. Because if you don't have a good coach, you're not going to be – you can have all the talent in the world. You'll win games. But you're also going to lose games that you shouldn't. Because the other guys over there – play calling and scheming against you, and maybe he's better at it. And yeah, I've seen this a lot. You have too. You take a guy who comes into it with a game plan. He doesn't have as much talent. Hell, let's give Ken Numitalo some credit at Navy. Navy doesn't have the talent Houston does. Pretty damn good game plan that day, though.
Yeah.
Won the game. And by the way, I really think your Army is going to cover tomorrow.
I hope so.
I don't think you're going to win. I hate to break it to you, but not only they're down to Navy's down to its third quarterback, and they lost their best running back. So, and they're coming off that tough loss against Temple.
I think it's possible. I'm trying not to get my hopes up. I
think they cover the 6.5.
I don't remember even the last time they won. How many years has it been?
15
now?
Years.
I mean, Jesus.
15 years. So I just asked for equal credit. Seems more logical. I think you're asking the guy who's talking about the players don't get enough credit. I think you're asking for – what you're asking for is to say that the players are more important, and the reality is college football, the coach of a team is going to be more important than the players he has, because he's there for longer than – well, unless he's Tom Herman. He's there for longer than the players are. And players are never going to get to where – you know, they're never going to reach their potential without a good coach.
Well, perfect example is Tom Herman's first year versus Tony Levine's last year.
Although, okay, now I'm going to kind of make his point for him. Levine's team got good when they put Greg Ward in at quarterback finally.
Yeah,
and he lost one game as a starter. And I think if Tony did anything wrong that last year, Well, he did one big thing wrong. He just kept sticking with John O'Korn, who could not play. And it cost him games. And it cost him his job, ultimately. But, yeah, that same group of team, that same team that got blown out by Texas State to open the new stadium, pretty much the same kids, new coach, 13-1. It does make a difference. They won the close games that they were losing, and if you don't think a coach impacts that, you're crazy. But I also think a lot of what, and this is a question that, and see, I'm not really worried about Tom Herman being a product of having Greg Ward, because he did such a great job with all three of those quarterbacks at Ohio State. I think he'll do a great job with any quarterback. But I do think that, I think Greg Ward had a lot to do with UH's success.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how Major does without him. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. We will go through the NFL lines when we come back. It's already 5 o'clock. Golly, these shows have just flown by this week.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
What the hell? John, what's going on here? Well, the one day it didn't fly by. Well, no, they flew by all week long. What the hell?
Well, for you to have. I think the one day that didn't fly by for me was Wednesday. It was Tuesday.
When you thought you were going to die?
Yeah.
When you shouldn't have been here?
Yeah.
That's on you.
Although it doesn't seem that long ago. It's been 4 days. It seems like two days ago.
Yeah, you know what you need to do? You're better now, right?
Yeah.
You need to go out and have some fun this weekend to make up for that.
I don't know if I could start drinking with my stomach.
Really?
It's still bothering you?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's fine. I don't want to take a chance.
You know what I do when I'm sick? I drink.
It seems to me that's the move.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be throwing up and crapping my pants all over again.
And then we'll have a good story for Monday. You got to think about the show here. It's not what's best for you. It's what's best for us. Guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. If you're looking for a last-minute gift, because guess what? I hate to break it to you. If you haven't ordered yet, you're down to the last minute. And getting a gift for a guy, it might feel impossible, but it really isn't. Here's what guys want. They just want something that looks cool, that's useful, and makes them feel special. That's it. And Harry's has got you covered. They've got a limited edition shave set. It's a fantastic gift. It's one of those things, it really looks and feels special, and it makes it look like you put a lot of effort into it. And they're getting a high-quality product. You're getting it at a reasonable price. And you really didn't put any effort into it. All you did was go to harrys.com and take advantage of a great, great offer that we're telling you about. Harry's is offering a limited edition shaving set. Now imagine this. Maybe you want to get this for the man in your life. Maybe for your dad. This is a, guys, great gift for your dad. How about this? A midnight blue chrome razor handle, and you can get it engraved with his initials. Three of Harry's German-engineered five-blade cartridges provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that smells amazing, a beautifully designed gift box, which is even better. You don't have to wrap it. And it goes for $30 on harrys.com. $30, you're going to get somebody this really, really cool gift. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10 if you haven't tried Harry's for yourself. And guess what? We're going to make it even better for you. Special offer just for the Blitzers. We partner with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code BLITZ at checkout. Hey, free shipping, it ends today. This is it. Last day to get free shipping, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. She took all I ever had.
No sign of guilt, not feeling a breath. ESPN 97.5.